ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur be'ezer Hashem Yisparach is on Maseches Menachos Daf Chof Hei. The daf begins with a Mishnah which says Nitma Akoimetz ve'krivoi. If the koimetz became tome and they were makrivit hatzitz meratze, the halacha is that the tzitz is meratze and the korban is kosher. The Gemara quotes a brayso which says, we learn this from the pasuk which says, "V'noso aloin is avoin akotchim," and the brayso is trying to figure out which avoin is the tzitz meratze on. And the brayso suggests maybe it's talking about avoin pingel or avoin noisa. Says the Gemara, it can't be because the pasuk says lo yichoshim and lo yirotze. And the maskon of the brayso is ha'enoi noisei ala avoin tuma, since the other options have been ruled out. Therefore, the only avoin which is available is the avoin of tuma. But the brayso adds and says that the reason why we say the pasuk is talking about the avoin tuma is only with the addition of the svara shehutra michlava betzibur, that we find the kula about the psul of tuma. That is, that we find that sometimes tuma is hutra betzibur. So since we find the kula, therefore we'll say the tzitz is merat in the avoin of tuma. So Tosafos and Dibur HaMaschil Ha'enoi Noisei asks that even without this kula, since we don't have any other avoin, it surely must be tuma. And why does the Gemara say it's only because of the svara of hutra mechlala b'tzibur? And Tosafos says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam that since we find the pasuk says l'rotzoin lohem, that is mashma only a type of avoin, only a psul which elsewhere is l'rotzoin, only such a psul as the tzitz meratze. And it's from here that the Gemara understands that only avin tumah betziruf, that it's hutar mechlala betzibur, that's why the tzitz is meratze on the avin of tumah. And Tosafos, if so, asks, how can the Gemara have a haba amina to say it's tumah avin noisur and avin pigul, since it must be only a type of psul which has a hutar mechlala? Where do we find that the psul of avin noisur and avin pigul ever have a hutar mechlala? So Tosafos gives various tirutzim. The first tirutz Rabbeinu Tam says that pigul, which is the psul of chutzim koimoi, is hutar mechlala in a bomo. Because since a bomo, it's not shayach to have a machshev as chutzim koimoi, because wherever you're thinking of doing the aktara, that is also mekoimoi. So therefore, that's called hutar mechlala. Karen Oira points out that this is very different to the regular hutar mechlala, because normally a hutar mechlala has to be that the psul itself has a hechshev makom acher, like tuma, which is normally pasul, and here we have tum hotra b'tzibur, or smoil, which is normally avoid psula, and on Yom Kippur it's kosher. Now, machshevas chutzim koimoi, we don't find that by bomo it's kosher, we just, it's not shaykh to have the psul of chutzim koimoi. That's not called hotam echlolai. Hotam echlolai must be that the psul itself has a hechshev makom acher, and therefore Tosafos says that pigul chutzim koimoi is hotam echlolai in bomo, is shver. Tosafos then continues and says another mahalach, and he says we find that pigul and noisar are hotam mechlaloi by minchas koyanim, minchas koyin moshiach and koymet v'chol dover she'enu matirin. Tosafos says since the Mishnah in Zvachim Beishamai Daf Mem Beis says that you're only chayev pigul, you're only chayev kares when you eat pigul on something which has a matir, and therefore you only chayev when you have basar or emerim. But if you have such a korban which has no matir, it is the matir itself, like minchas koyanim or minchas koyan mashiach, or even of a regular mincha, but you're going to eat the koymetz, which the koymetz is the matir of the mincha, then there's no chayev kares on the achilas pigul. And therefore, says Tosafos, that is the hutar mechlala of pigul, because we find that there are some korbanos where you're not chayev kares b'achilas. And Tosafos continues, and Tosafos adds, and not only are you potter from kares b'achila of these dvarim she'ena matirim, but there won't even be a din of psule amukdashim, and therefore there won't be any isser at all. And Tosafos learns this from the Gemara at the end of the first perek in Zvachim. Well, there the Gemara is discussing the shita of Reb Shimon, who Reb Shimon says that since the makor of the parasha of pigul is from the korban shlamim, we therefore only learn out to other korbanos which the matnos dam is on mizbeach achitzin like shlamim, but chatois apnimiyos where the dam goes on mizbeach apnimi, there's no psul pigul, because we can't learn this out from shlamim. And yet the Gemara says even though there's no din pigul afal pikein, the basar still becomes pasul. And the Gemara learns from a kal v'chomer, says Tosfos, it's mavur in the Gemara, that it's only because of the Kal v'chomer, that's how we know there's a psul. But without the Kal v'chomer, then since there's no pigul, there's no psul too. And if so, says Tosfos, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen, mashiach, and kohimetz, where there's no Kal v'chomer, there we should leave off, like the havnu of the Gemara by chatois epnim yois. And the din ought to be, that since there's no pigul, there will not be any psul b'chalal. And therefore, says Tosfos, that's why these korbanos are hutar mechlaloi. Because pigul, since we find by minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, and kohimetz, there's no psul pigul, and there's no psul amukdoshin, therefore it's hutar mechlaloi. And that's why the Gemara could have had to have a minute to go and say that the tzit should be meratze on the oven of pigul, because it's hutar mechlaloi. And the Mishnah Melech, in Perek Yudches, psul amukdoshin, Halacha Zayin, says that from this Tosfos we learn that if somebody goes along and he eats the kohimetz, then there's no pigul, that's the Mefurish Mishnah. And from this Tosfos we see not only is there no issa pigul, there won't be any issa psulei amukdoshin. The Achronim over here, Rabbi Kvegin Chidushim and the Karanoira and the Oila Shloima, are all matmiya on Tosfos. Because even though the Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Zvachim, that Chatois Apnimius, where there's no Issa Pigul Bechlal, then had it not been for the Kal V'chomer, there wouldn't be a Psul HaMekdoshin, that's because there's no Psul Pigul, so there's no Din of Machshava Psula. But how can we possibly say that on the Koimetz, there shouldn't be a Psul of Psul HaMekdoshin, since the Mincha itself becomes Pigul, and the Shiraim, Yochayiv Koriz Bachilosom, so that's clearly showing us that there is a Psul Pigul in the Korban. So even though there's no chiyuv koreis on the achila of the koimetz, because the koimetz is the matir, but the avad of the korban itself became posel, and for sure the fellow who is menadav this mincha is going to have to go along and bring a new mincha. And oy bazoi, the koimetz which is a chilek with the mincha surely became posel. And how can Tosfos suggest to say that the koimetz is hutar mechlaloi and there's no pigul and there's no psul, since the koimetz is a chilek with the mincha, surely it's going to become posel. So the Karanari, because of this kasha, wants to say that Ein Lachanama, that what Tosfos began and says that Koimetz is also Hutam Achlaloi, that's only as far as the Issa Pigul is concerned. As far as Pigul, since it's a Matir, and the Mishnah Zvachim says that a Matir, there's no Chiv Koritz on Achil, and there's no Din Pigul, that's where Tosfos says that it's Hutam Achlaloi, but only as far as the Din Pigul. But when Tosfos continues and says that it's Hutam Achlaloi, there's no Din Psulei Amukdoshin, that part of Tosfos is only talking about Minchas Koyanim and Minchas Koyan Mashiach, but there's no Psul Pigul Bechlal in the Korban. But by Koimetz, where there, the Psul Pigul is Chal in Korban, to Pasul Shiraim, then Avada, the Koimetz, which is a Chelik of this Korban, also becomes Pasul. And the Emes is, it's Meduik and Tosfos, because Tosfos, L'chatchila, when Tosfos began and said, it's Hutar Mechlaloi, because there's no Din Pigul, there Tosfos says, Minchas Koyanim, Minchas Koyan Mashiach, and Koimetz. But the end of Tosfos, when Tosfos adds and says that it's hutam mechlolo because there's no psul at all, then Tosfos finishes off and says, im kein, ben minchas koyanim, or minchas nesochim, the leke kal v'chomer, the leke psul klal. And he was mashmit koimetz. He only spoke about minchas koyanim, and minchas nesochim. So lefi the karaner, it's very geschmack. Because Tosfos lechatchila was talking about hutam mechlolo with regards to the din of pigul. And the din of pigul, meaning the issa kares for somebody who eats pigul, that taka doesn't apply to koimetz as well. But only afterwards, when Tosfos is moisiv, that there's no psul, that only applies, like the Karanari says, to minchas kohanim and minchas nesochim. But the koimetz, since the chelik of the minch which became pigul, then avada, the whole korban becomes posel, and the koimetz, which is a chelik of the korban, is also pigul, is also posel. That's why it's very geschmack, why Tosfos is mashmit the word koimetz. The Oila Shloima suggests a different pshat in Tosfos. And he brings the Mishnah Melech over there in Perek Yudches Psulei Amukdoshin Halacha Zayin, which clears the Shaila. Since by every pigul there's really two dinim, there's one halacha of the kores, which is that the boso of the korban becomes pigul, and somebody who's oichel the boso is chayv kores. And besides that, there's a din psul, a regular din psulei amukdoshin, which is chal in korban. Now, as far as the din kores, we know we had in the third perek, the halacha is you only chayv kores when it's korov or kol matirov. Only after you finish doing all the dalad avoidus hamatirois, then does the boso become osa with the issa pigul and the chayv kores. But what about the din of psulei amukdoshin? At which stage in the avoid of the korban will it be chal a psul, the din psulei amukdoshin, and become osa b'achila because of psulei amukdoshin? Do we say this is chal miyad b'shachs machshava, Or maybe just like legab the din pigul, we have to have korva kol matirov. Maybe legab the din psulei amukdoshin as well. It's only going to be chal when it's korva kol matirov. Says the Oyla Shloime, if we assume that Tosis takes on like this tzad, that the din psul is also only chal when it's korva kol matirov, then we can understand what Tosis says. That the koimetz, even though avada later on, when it'll be korva kol matirov after the aktora, then avada's going to be chal psul in the koimetz as well, because the koimetz is a chelik of the korban. But that's only going to be chal after the aktora. But before you mak through the koimetz, since now you're holding at a stage before it's korva kol matirov, so as of now the koimetz is kosher, because even though let's say you did the ma'isa kmitzu or the machshavas pigul, but it's not chal din pigul till korva kol matirov. And Tosis is going to take him like this tzad, even the psul won't be chal until it's korva kol matirov. So as of now, b'shas that Torah, the koimetz is kosher. And it's exeris akoso that you're taking a koimetz which is kosher, and you can be makdir to the mizbeach, and after the mashilas ha'oil, which is the zman, which is considered korva kol matirov, then it's going to be chal, a psul in the korban. But that itself, that right now, b'shas that Torah, it's a koimetz kosher, in itself is considered hotam echlaloi. And that's why Tosis says that even the koimetz is also hotam echlaloi, because b'shas the aktara, it's heter gomor. Those are the two mahalchim to answer b'kvegos kasha. Either the way the Karen Ayer understands that the koimetz itself, avada, will be postal, and the hotam echlaloi, which Tosis was suggesting on the koimetz, is only there's no isapigal, but avada will be postal. And what Tosis added, there's no psul, is only on the minchas koyanim and the minchas nasochim. All the way the Oyla Shloime is understanding that even the koimetz, even though it will become postal, but it only becomes postal later, but b'shas being makter the koimetz, it's mutter l'chatchilet to be makter, because there's no psul chal until it's korvu kol matirov. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Masik for Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira says, why are we saying that the oven is oven tuma? Because hutra mechlal of a tibur, maybe the oven over here is oven yoyte, that bus which goes out and mikdash becomes possible, and maybe the pasuk is telling us that the tzitzit meratze on the oven yoyte, and we find it's hutam mechlolei bebama, because bebama where there's no mechitzes, there's no psul yoyte, so that's the hechsher which we find in makom acher. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Omakra lerotzein lohem lefnei Hashem. Since the pasuk when it says that the tzitzit meratze, it says lerotzein lohem lefnei Hashem, so it's only meratze on a type of ovoin which is lefnei Hashem. But oven the yoytze loy. So Pashta's pshat in the Gemara is that it's only an oven which the iser itself is happening lifnei Hashem, like the oven of tuma, where the dam or the basa becomes tummy, and that's lifnei Hashem, and that oven which is lifnei Hashem, the tzitzis meratze. Whereas the oven of yoytze, well, where does the psul yoytze chal? That's chal because only because it went out the azara. So the psul is being chal when it's not lifnei Hashem. On such an oven, the tzitzis is not meratze. That's l'chayr of posh pshat in the Gemara. But l'chayr from Tosfos, the Achronim point out, is mavua, he understood the Gemara differently. Because Tosfos over here in Dibra Maskel, Eim Avon Yotze, Tosfos asks that the chayr, the same shakl of the Tari which the Gemara has over here, about the psul of Yotze, that the Gemara asks, maybe it's Avon Yotze, and the Gemara answers that no, because it's only an oven which is lifting Hashem, the same kasha and teretz the Gemara could have asked as well on the oven of Zar. The Gemara should have asked, maybe the tzitzis meratze, if a zar does the avodah, and a zar is posel avodah, maybe the tzitzis meratze in the oven of zar, because we find it's hutam echlale bebama, because bebama, the avodah is even kosher bezar. And the Gemara could have answered the same teretz, that the psul of zar is an oven which is not lifnei Hashem. Now the Chayim ask, l'chayra, Bishleima, the oven of Yotze, the psul of Yotze is chal, chutz lebeis hamikdash. That's why it's not considered lifnei Hashem. Whereas the psul of avoid, which is done bizarre, that's happening right now in the beis hamikdash. And if so, how can they just go and say that the Gemara's teretz, which is Gemara answered on Yotze, that it's the oven, the ain't lifnei Hashem, that teretz could apply as well to Zar. L'chayr, Yotze is not lifnei Hashem, but the oven of Zar is lifnei Hashem. So from here, say the Achronim of Tzimavua, that Tosis understood Pshat and Gemara's Teretz different. And Tosis' understanding of the Gemara's Teretz is that what we say, L'rotzein Lohem. And like Tosis said before, and Rabbi Tam says, that from L'rotzein Lohem we learn that it must be Hutar Mechlaloi. That's only a Hutar Mechlaloi which is Lifnei Hashem. We have to have a Heter which applies even in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Dafka Tuma, where we find in the Beis HaMikdash, we have Tuma Hotra B'Tzibur, that will qualify for the din of L'rotze Nahem, for the din of Hutam Echlaloi. Whereas the Psul of Yotze, which is only, has a Hechshe in the Bama, and Bama is not considered Lifnei Hashem, that's why that won't qualify for the din of Otam Mechlaloi. And that's how Tosfos understood the teretz of the Gemara, and if so, Tosfos is saying very geschmack, that teretz will apply for Zar as well. Because what was the kash of the Gemara, that Zar also has the Hechshir HaMakom Acher, it has the Hutam Mechlaloi in the Boma. Teretz is the same teretz. That Boma doesn't qualify for Hutam Mechlaloi, because Hutam Mechlaloi has to be only in a Mokom, which is Lifnei Hashem. But to bring a Hechshir from a Mokom, with the Avodah Kosher, when it's not Lifnei Hashem in the Boma, that's not considered Hutam Mechlaloi. That's the Chayim Muchach from Tosfos, how he understood Pshat in the Gemara. So we have two Pshatim in the Teretz of the Gemara. Pashas Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz is that Ovo in the Lifnei Hashem means the Isser itself has to be happening Lifnei Hashem, whereas the Isser of Yoytah is the Isser which is happening outside the Mikdash. Or it's about the Hutar Mechlaloi. Tosfos understands that the Hutar Mechlaloi has to be Lifnei Hashem. It has to be a heter in the Mikdash itself. But to bring me a heter from that, what we find in the Bama, which is Eino Lifnei Hashem, that's not called Hutar Mechlaloi. Rabbi Kveiga asks, and he says, if that's how Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara, that we need to have Ovin de Lifnei Hashem, which means we need to have the Hutar Mechlaloi to be Lifnei Hashem. If so, in the previous Tosfos, Dibar Maschil Ha'einu Nusi Al Ovin Tuma, where Tosfos was trying to figure out whereby the Issa Pigel do we have a Hutar Mechlaloi. And Tosfos said, the first Teretz of Binyan Tam was, which we mentioned before, that Chutzim Koimoi has the Hutar Mechlaloi Beboma. Since Beboma the Aloch is that it's not Shach Machshev is Chutzim Koimoi, so that's considered Hutar Mechlaloi. Asks Rabbi Kveiga, but if now Tosfos is learning Pshat in the Gemara that Ovin de Lifnei Hashem means that it has to be a Hutar Mechlaloi in the Lifnei Hashem, then to bring Boma as a Hutar Mechlaloi in Pigel won't work, because Boma, the way Tosfos is understanding, isn't considered the Lifnei Hashem. And if Selechoy from Rabbi Tam, we see it's Mochach that he understood that what the Gemara is saying, Ovin de Lifnei Hashem, means the Ovin itself has to be Lifnei Hashem. And therefore, Yoytze is not Ovin Lifnei Hashem, because it's being Chal Chutz LeMikdash. Whereas the Machshava of Chutz LeMikdash, which the Machshava is happening, B'Shas the Avodah in the Lifnei Hashem, that's considered Ovin de Lifnei Hashem. And if so, Tosfos over here, which says that on Zar, one could add to the Gemara's Teretz, says Rabbi Kveiga is a Pelech, because it's Muchach from Rabbi Natan beforehand, he was understanding that the oven, the Lifnei Hashem is the oven itself, and not the Hutar Mechlaloi. The Sfasemes, he points out, that why didn't the Gemara say, when the Gemara is looking for an oven, which is Hutar Mechlaloi, the Gemara could have said, that we find that the din of Esnan, Zoyno, and Mechir Kelev, those of Psulim, which only pass the Korban in the Mikdash, and therefore, says the Sfasemes, why doesn't the Gemara say that maybe the tzitz should be meratzeh on the ovoin of Esnan, Zoyna, Mechir, Kelev, and it's Hutar Mechlaloi in the Boma? Because in Boma, these psulim don't pasul. Says the Sfasemes, from Hilachar is Muchach, that the reason why the Gemara doesn't say so is because Hutar Mechlaloi has to be a Hutar Mechlaloi Lifnei Hashem. And since Boma isn't Lifnei Hashem, therefore we can use that as a Hutar Mechlaloi. So the Sfasemes is also understanding like Lechor, it's Muchach and Tosfos, and not like Rabbi Kveiga. In the Sefer Zera Avraham, from the son-in-law of the Ursamech, Rabbi Avraham Luftavir, there he declares, what's the halacha? In the Mikdash we know the halacha is the avodah has to be done by yamin. If you do the avodah with smoil, it's possible. Chutzim Yom Kippurim, like the Gemara says, but a regular daily avodah must be done by yad yamin. Clears the Zera Avraham, what's the din b'boma? If you do the avodah b'boma b'yad smoil, is the avodah kshero psula? Says the Zera Avraham, l'chir it's muchach from our Gemara. Because our Gemara, when the Gemara asks, that maybe it's talking about the oven of smoil, and the Gemara's matcha, Abai says, no, that's not called hutar mechlaloi, because there has to be oven shohaya bayu d'chisiv. Whereas Yom Kippur, which is l'chatchila, kosher b'smoil, that's not considered an oven. Says the Zera Avraham, but still, why didn't the Gemara say that it's hutar mechlaloi b'boma? If we're going to assume that smoil is kosher b'boma, then the Gemara could have brought that tzitch mimarat in the oven of smoil, because it's hutar mechlaloi in the boma. And from here, the Zera Avraham is mechiach, Bal Korchach we see that smoil is posel even b'boma. And that's why we don't find the hutar mechlaloi in the boma. Now, the chayr from the Zera Avraham's raya is also only going to be if you learn Pshat and Tosfos like Rabbi Kveiga. But if we learn Pshat and Tosfos like the other Achronim, like the Karnur and the Sfasemes, that Hutar Mechlaloi has to be Lifnei Hashem, and to bring Boma as a Makor for Hutar Mechlaloi, since Boma isn't Lifnei Hashem, that's not a good Hutar Mechlaloi. Therefore, the Zera Avraham's raya is Nishkan Raya, because the Gemara couldn't have said Smoil is Kosher b'Boma, because the Gemara could be Matcha, like with Matcha Psul of Yoytze, that Boma, since the heter is in a mokim, which is Eino Lifnei Hashem, that's not called Hutar Mechlaloi. So the Zera Avram is clearly understanding that could be greater. So we have a machlokes in the Achronim, but that's Tosfos, what's pshat in the Gemara? Kanoira and Sfasem is their understanding that when the Gemara says it's an oven delivering Hashem, that means that to make a hotar mechloloi is only a hotar mechloloi in such a mokim which is delivering Hashem, and therefore only a heter b'mikdosh is called hotar mechloloi. But a heter b'bomo, since the bomo is ainu delivering Hashem, that's not called hotar mechloloi. Was Rikveig and the Zeh Avram, their understanding, like the Poshle Pshat in the Gemara, like Rikveig's Mechiach from Rabbeinu Tam himself, that Oven de Lifnei Hashem means that the Oven itself, the Psul, is a Psul which is happening Lifnei Hashem. Masha'in Kain, the Psul of Yotzi, which is not Lifnei Hashem, that's called Oven which is not Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings Maskif Rabbila, Eima Oven Smoil Shuhuta Mechlala B'yema Kippurim. Maybe the psul, which the tzitzis meratze, is not the psul of tumah. Maybe it's the psul of avoda b'smoil. But there we find the tuta mechlola in Yom Kippurim, because the Kohen Gadol went into the lifnei v'lifnim with the machta b'yemino and the kaf b'smoiloi. So we find this psul of smoil has a tuta mechloloi. So maybe this is the psul which the Torah says that the tzitzis meratze. And the Gemara gives on this kasha two tirutzim. Abaye answers, and Abaye says, Omakra ovoin, ovoin shahoyabayu dechisiv. Like Rashi's Masbir, that the tzitzis is only meratzah on a psul, which is always considered an ovoin. Even when it's hotam achloloi, it's still an ovoin. So Bishkem, the psul of tuma, where even when it's hotam achloloi, because tuma hotam tzibur, but it's still an ovoin, it's still a psul. Mashenkin, smoil in Yom Kippurim isn't considered an avoid of a psul. That's ikeach sheri bekach. That's the lechatchila digger way of doing the avoidah. And therefore it's not considered an ovoin, and therefore that's why this can't be the psul which the Torah says the tzitzis is meratzah. Karen Eir is Ma'irer, that according to this new sod that Abai is teaching us, that the din of tzitz meratzah can only be on something where even when it's hotah b'chlaloi, must be considered an ovoin, must be considered a dov apostle. If so, then the previous kash in the Gemara, which Rebzera asked, Eima ovoin yoitze, shehotah b'chlaloi b'bomo, l'chayra akund Abai shouldn't be shver. Rebzera was asking, maybe the tzitz should be meratzah on the psul of yoitze, because we find the psul of yoitze as a hotah b'chlaloi in b'bomo, because b'zman heter b'bomo is there's no psul of yoitze. And Abaye had to go and answer on that kasha and to go and say, Oven de Lifnei Hashem in Oven de Yetziloi. Asks the Karen Eira, Lechaira, according to Abaye's chiddush over here, that the oven has to be an oven where even when it's Huta Bechlolo, it's still an oven and it's still only kosher with the Eved. Then Lechaira is man heter abomois, that there's no psul of Yetzi Bechlal, and Lechatchili can go and do the Avoida Bechutz. And therefore, how can Abaye, or why did Abaye need to go and say a different teretz? You could have used this teretz there as well. And the Kerner says, Enachanama, the Chayra, according to what Abai is saying now, according to this new Chiddush, that Ovin has to be an Ovin, Shehoyah Bayud Chisiv, then that Kasha, Taka wouldn't be Shver. And he says that who had in the next Kasha in the Gemara, which the Gemara asks, Rav Ashi, the Eimer, Ovin Balmum, maybe the Tzitz is Merat and the Psul of Balmum, because we find that by Oifus, there's no dinner with Tamos, and you can be Makar even a Balmum. There too, says the Kerner, according to Abai, it's not Shver. Because lechatchila one is allowed to go mimakriv an oif which is a balmum, there's no din of tamos, so it's also echsher bekach, and therefore this would also be considered echsher bekach and wouldn't qualify for ovoin shahoy bayu dechisiv. Just the kerner is ma'ira. If so, then achera who had in legab the psul of tuma? The psul of tuma, as we said before, and there's machlokes in the Gemara Numa, whether tuma is hutra b'tzibur or tuma is dechoya b'tzibur. So Bishlem, if the Ma'adam holds tuma is dechoya b'tzibur, then it's also considered an oboin shahoya b'yud chisiv, because even b'tzibur, avad halacha is only a nidche, so that's why it's considered a dov apostle. But according to the Ma'adam holds that tuma is hutra b'tzibur, that means that by akrov b'tzibur, lechatchila you're allowed to go along and do that akrov b'tuma. If so, this should also not be considered an ovoin shahoya b'yud chisiv. And how can we go and say tzitzis meratze if we hold tumah hutra b'tzibur? L'chayra, it's not considered hutah mechlaloi, because that will be tumah hutra b'tzibur is also l'chatchila, that's also echsheri b'kach. So the Karen Eira says on this three mahalchim. First he says the Karen Eira, that in the Gemara in Yuma's Mavud Av Zayin, that even if we hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, but still mehadrin on atahirim, we still l'chatchila go and look to do the avoid of the kohen tahir. So we see it's not mamash echsheri b'kach. Echsheri b'kach is only when this mamash l'chatchila, like a kohen gadol in Yom Kippurim, this mamash l'chatchila. But whereas tumah, even when we say it's hutra b'tzibur, and l'chatchila you're allowed to go and do the avoid of tumah, but we still go and look for a kohen tahir. And if we find a kohen tahir, we'd prefer to go and give him the avoida rather than to give it to a kohen tahir, says the Karen Eira. Oh, so we see it's not mamish L'chadchila shem l'chadchila. And that's also going to be considered an oven shahaya bayodachisiv. And if so, we see from this Karnaira that he's understanding that what the Gemara says, Mahadrino natahirim, is a din deiraisa. Because the Gvura Sari over there in Yuma says that if you say too much with Tibur, then even minatoira, you can even l'chadchila go and take a kohen tomei, even if you have a kohen tohir in front of you. And now what we say, Mahadrino natahirim, is only a din rabbanon. So according to the Gvura Sari, this test won't work. But the Karnaira is understanding that even if you have too much of a tzibur, still minatoyra matriyam natoyrim, and that's why it's also going to be considered an oven shahay bayo dechisiv, because it's still not lachatchila, it's still considered, even when you're doing the avoid betuma, it's still considered at somewhat nidche. That's the first teretz. Second teretz says the Karnaira, that what the Gemara says, that by smoil, it's considered hechsher b'smoil, and not an oven shahay bayo dechisiv, that's only because of Yom Kippur. That's the only way of doing the avoida. Since the Kohen has already the Machta B'Yamin, the only way for him to go and do the avoida on the calf is B'Smoil. So it's not just L'Chadchila. That's the mitzvah, that's the only way to do the avoida. Whereas, even if you hold Tumah Hotribut Tzibur, you don't have to take a Kohen Tomei. There is an option of taking a Kohen Tor. The Torah wasn't mitzvah you to do the avoida just with the Kohen Tomei. Avada, there is an option of a Kohen Tor. That's why it's not considered Echsheroi. Now what Abaye says over here, that Smoil isn't considered Oven Shehoibayu Dechisiv, is because the mitzvah is to go and do it with Smoil. And only someone with the mitzvah is to do it with Smoil, that won't be considered an Oven Shehoibayu Dechisiv. Mashing in Tumah, if we hold Tumah Hotra B'Tzibor, then it's not considered the Ikka mitzvah B'Tomei. Because Avada can do that way to a Torah too. Just the Karnaira says that this Teretz won't be an Eitzah for Tosfos. Tosfos here points out that why did the Gemara say that Tzitzchim Miratzeh on the oven of Oinen, and the Oinen is also Hotam Echlala because the Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah B'Oinen. Now here says the Karnaira that Kohen Gadol B'Oinen is also, there's a Chiyuv on him to go and do the Avodah B'Aninus. So since also, that's also the Chatchil of him to go and do it, it's Ke'ilu the Torah with Tzavah to do the Avodah B'Aninus, that also according to Abaye shouldn't be considered the Hotam Echlalai. The third Eitzah says the Karnaira to answer the Kasha from Tumah is that we find that Abaye and Shas taka holds Tumah d'choyev b'tzibur. So maybe the whole shit of Abaye that says over here that tzitzah is only miratzeh in an oven shahoyev b'yud d'chisiv, whereas in an avoida which is achsheri b'kach, there's no ritu tzitz. And we asked, what's going to be a kund of nadom atumah hotra b'tzibur? Teretz is anachanava. Abaye is taka l'shitose over here who taka holds Tumah d'choyev b'tzibur. And that's why he can allow himself to go and say that when do we say ritu tzitz? Only in a nidche. Mashenkin on something which is hutar, and echsheri bekach, or if you don't tumor chubit tzibur, then you taka wouldn't say it to tzitz. And that what we find tzitzis and shas will hold, and the tzitzis meratz, even though all in tumor, hagamit tzibit tzibur, that's because they must be holding that kravashi over here, who taka argues with Abaye and says that the reason why we don't say it to tzitz on smoil is not because of oven chayba yudachisim. It's just that kravashi starts and the Gemara continues and says. So those are the three eitzes which the Karnaira has to go and explain that even according to Abaye who holds that it has to be oven shahoy b'yud chisiv, but tumah hutra b'tzibur is still, the tzitz will be meratz on that. The Gemara continues and the Gemara says Rav Ashi's teretz. Rav Ashi has a different teretz in Smoil and he says that the reason why the tzitz is not meratz on Smoil is because the Torah says avoyin hakodshim v'loy avoyin hamakdishim. The tzitz is only meratz when we have a psul in korban. A marshal psul of tumah, which is a psul in carbon, v'lei avoyin hamakdishim, but the psul of smol, which is a psul in the oivod, there the tzitz is not meratz on any psulim in the makdishim. Toys over here in Dibur HaMaschal, avoyin hakodshim, v'lei avoyin hamakdishim. Toys asks Tema, the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says, machloekes whether we say tumah hutra b'tzibur or tumah d'choya b'tzibur. And the Gemara says the nafkamina between them is that every old tumah d'choya b'tzibur, then it's only d'choya b'tziruf the ritzu tzitz. That means we have to have the tzitz be meratze to enable this korban to be kosher. Now says that, asks Tosfos, tumah d'choyev b'tzibur applies both when the korban is tomei or when the oivod is tomei. Now if the Gemara says that tumah d'choyev b'tzibur always needs to have ritzu tzitz, and now Gemara we're learning that the tzitz is only meratze on avoyin hakodshim, v'lo avoyin hamakdishim, if so, however, will a korban tzibur be kosher when the koyein ha'oivod is tomei? Since over here you have tumah d'choya, but you don't have ritu tzitz, because the tzitz is only meratz on avoyin hakodshim v'avoyin hamakdishim. And therefore what the Gemara in Yuma says, that tumah d'choya needs to have ritu tzitz, the chayra, you won't have that when you have a psul tumah in the koyin ha'oivod. So Tosfos is mitzayin to what he writes in Akoy Metzut on Daf Tesvov Amud Aleph. With that Tosfos mikach, this kasha is mechiach, that what the Gemara says in Yuma, that tumah d'choya b'tzibur has to be together with ritu tzitz, is only on tumas basar. only on Tumas Basa, but there you have the tzitz, there Tumah Dechoya has to go together with the tzitz. Masha'inkin, on the Tumah of the Koyanim, where there is taken no ritzu tzitz, because that's Avoyna Makdishin, and the tzitz is not Miratza and Avoyna Makdishin. There taka, Baal Korchuk, since there's no ritzu tzitz, that the din Tumah Dechoya itself will be Machshir, the Korban, which is done with the Koyan Tomei. So that's Shittas Tosfos. Shittas Tosfos is that Tumah Dechoya B'tzibur on Tumas Basa goes with together with the Ritzu Tzitz, because that's Avoyna Kodshim. Mashingin on Tumas Koyanim, there taka, there won't be any din Ritzu Tzitz, and it's only the Tumah Dechoya itself that is Machshir the Avoyda. The Rambam in Perek Dal B'Suleim Mekdosh and Alocha Zayin, then the Rambam argues with Tosfos. The Rambam's Mavua very clearly that Tumah Dechoya B'tzibur, both on Tumas Basa and on the Tumah of the Koyanim, is only together with Ritzu Tzitz. And Abizoy Lachara, the Rambam was a pelle from Al Gemara, because Al Gemara seems to say very clearly, Avoyna Kodshim, Vali Avoyna Magdishin, that the tzitz can only be meratz on a psulim korban, not on a psulim koyin. And therefore, how can we say Tumah Dechoya B'tzibur if we need the ritzu tzitz on the Tumas Koyanim? And even more than that, how's the Rambam going to understand Al Gemara? If we're going to say that the Rambam is taka arguing with his teretz, so how taka will we answer, why don't we say the tzitz is meratz on the Avoyna of Smoil? Even though it's Avoyna Makdishim, but we see that Aloch is that the Tzitz Merata and Avoyna Makdishim on the din of Tumas Koyanim. So the Briskrov explained that the Machloikus, the Rambam in Tosfos, is how to understand Pshat in the Miut over here, where Avoyna Kodshim, but Avoyna Makdishim. Tosfos understands that this is a Gzeres HaKosov, that the Tzitz can only be Merata Psulim in Korban, Mashenkin, there was no din said that the Tzitz can be Merata Psulim in the Makdishim. And that's why whenever there's going to be a psul in the Makdish, whether it's a psul of Smoil or a psul of Tumah in the Kohen Oibed, the Tzitz doesn't address that psul b'chalal. And since it doesn't speak to that psul, therefore, Toitz Mechiach, then Tumah Dechoya on Tumas Kohenim has to work on its own. The Rambam understands Pshat and the Gemara differently. The Rambam understands that when our Gemara says, Avoyna Kodshim, Avoyna Makdishim, the Gemara means to go and say that the Tzitz, which is Maratza, can only be Machshir the Korban when there's a Psul in the Kodshim. Masha'in came when there's a Psul in the Makdishim, then the Tzitz doesn't have the ability to go and be Matir the Korban. Avada the Tzitz is there and it can talk and speak to the Psul in the Oivad, but it doesn't have enough Koyach, enough Ritzu to go and be Machshir the Korban when there's a Psul in the Avoyna Makdishim. And therefore, even though Al Gemara says about Korban Yochitaka, the Tzitz won't be Meratze, because of Avoyna Makdishim, it doesn't have the Koyach to go and be Meratze on Avoyna Makdishim. But when you have a Korban Tzibur, we're there to go with the Ritzu Tzitz, we have as well Tumah Dechoya B'Tzibur, there them and starve together, and then Machshir the Korban. Because the Chesaron of Al Gemara of Avoyna Makdishim wasn't to say that the Tzitz doesn't Bechalal speak to the Avoyna Makdishim. Of course it speaks to Avoyna Makdishim. It just doesn't have enough Koyach to go Mimaratze. Whereas with B'Tzirov, the din of Tumah Dechoya B'Tzibur, then together they can be Machshir the Korban. And therefore the Gemara is very Geshmach according to the Ram, Avoyna Kodshim Avoyna Makdishim. And therefore the Gabal Psul of Smoil, where we don't have the din of Tumah Dechoya, then the tzitz won't be able to be merats on the avoyin of smoil, because since the avoyin in the makdish, it's a psul in the koin who's being an oivet, therefore there, the tzitz won't be enough to be machshir the korban. Whereas by tumah dechoya b'tzibur, there we have a tzirup besides the ritzu tzitz, which tak on its own can't do it, but we have together with that, the din tumah dechoya b'tzibur, that'll be machshir the korban. That's what the Briskrov is miyashiv, the Rambam from our sugya. Rabbi Zalman, Perek Dalet B'Yas Mikdosh, says another mahalach to be mazav the Rambam. Rabbi Zalman says like this. He says that really, when we need the tzitz to be meratz in the korban, the tzitz really has to take care of two problems over here in the korban. The first problem is that an avoida which is done by tumah, either tumas basa or tumas aguf, it's an avoida psula. It's an avoida psula. But besides being an avoida psula, there's an isser on the koyin to go and do an avoida, whether he's postal, whether he's tomei, or the korban's tomei, there's an isser. There's an Aveira to go and do the Avodah. And the Tzitz be Meratz has to be Machshir, both of these in Yonim. It has to first be Machshir the Avodah, and also has to be Matir the Issa. And therefore says the Rebbe Zalman, L'rotzo in Lohem is to be Meratz, has to be Machshir the Korban. And the Pasuk, V'noso Aronis Avoyin HaKodshin, that's to be Matir the Issa Avodah. Now says Rebbe Zalman, if so, when Al Gemara goes and says, Avoyin HaKodshin, V'le Avoyin HaMakdishim, which chelik of the Pasuk do we have this miut? That's only on the chelik of Venosa Aaron is Avoyna Kodshim. On the chelik of the Avera, of doing the Avera Be'issa Tuma, on there we find that the tzit is only Meratze on the Avera when the psul is in the korban, and not when the psul is in the Gavra. When the psul is in the Gavra and the Oivud, then we don't have the tzit to be Meratze, to be Matir the Isur Avoyda. But Avada Lerotze Nohem, which tells us that the tzit is Machshir the Avoyda, which has done the psul, there, of course, the tzitz meratze both in Avoyna Kodshim and Avoyna Makdishin. And therefore, says Rabbi Zalman, that Rambam understands that when our Gemara goes and says Avoyna Kodshim le Avoyna Makdishim, that's only to be mamayit and to go and say that on the Tumas Makdishim, on the Avoyna Makdishim there, even though the tzitz will takami machshir the korban, but it can't be matir the Issa Avoyda. Therefore, that's only by a regular carbon yachid. Mashik, when we have a carbon tzibur, but there we have a din of tumah d'choyah b'tzibur. The fact that it's a carbon tzibur, that's doicha the issa. So if I can't, here we'll have a very nice shiluv, a very nice, how these two things will come together to be machshir the avodah. The tzitz will be maratzah to machshir the avodah. And the tumah d'choyah will be matir the issa, because the tzitz itself can be matir the issa, because avoyna kodshim, but avoyna makdishim. But for that we have tumah d'choyah, which comes and is mashlim and finishes off the picture by being matir the issa. And that's what the Rambam holds, that tumah d'choyah b'tzibur taka is mutter together with the tzitz, because the tzitz is machshir the avodah, and the din tumah d'choyah is matir the issa. The Braisa continues at the bottom of the Amud and says that dam shenitma v'zorkoi b'shoigeg hurtza, that the dam of the korban yochid, which is mekabel tuma, and you did the zrika, then the tzitz is meratza and the korban is kosher, but that's only by the korban of Israel. But over oivde kechavim, the korban of a guy, even though we learn from pasuk ish, that a goy can also bring a korban, a neder, and a nedava, but his korban is different, that there is no din ritzu tzitz, and therefore if the dam of the korban of a goy was mekabel tumah, the korban is a korban pasul. Like Rashi says, we learn it because the pasuk says, l'rotzoin lahem lifnei Hashem, lahem v'loy l'ovdi kechavim. Now the Karen Oren, Zvachim Daf Mem Hemud Beis, points out that the Rambam is mashmit this halacha. The Rambam never brings down the din of the tzitz is only meratz on a korban Yisrael and not on a korban of a goy. Why was the Rambam mashmid this brisa? So the Karen Ora suggests and says that we find in the Gemara in Psochim and Machlokes whether dam kodshim is mekabel tumah, and the Rambam paskens that dam kodshim is not mekabel tumah. If so, says the Karen Ora, that the whole nafkmin of ritzu tzitz is never going to be negar by dam, because dam kodshim according to the Rambam is anyway not mekabel tumah. And it's only nega by Menachos, by our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says when the koimitz was mekabel tumah, then you can go ahead and do, if you did the aktora, then it's meratza because of the ritzu tzitz. If so, since a goy can only bring a korban oilah, and he can bring a korban mincha, so if so, for a goy, it's never nega the din of ritzu tzitz. Because for an oilah, the dam's anyway not mekabel tumah, so you can do the zrika l'chatchila. And for a mincha, he doesn't bring a korban mincha. So the whole nafkamina of the ritzu tzitz is only nafkamina by a korban Yisrael, and not by the korban of a goy, and that's why the Rambam is mashmit this din. So says the Karen Ora. Rav Shach and Aviezer in Perik Aleph Psulei Hamikdash and Halacha Lama Dalad. Rav Shach is matmiya on the Karen Ora, because the Rambam over there writes that the nafkamina of ritzu tzitz is negeh in two cases: either when the dam itself was mekabel tumah, or even the dam wasn't mekabel tumah, but when the boser and the chelev were mekabel tumah, then since the halacha is ein boser ein dam, so had there not been a din of ritzu tzitz, then this korban has no basar, because the basar and chelev all became tamei, then you wouldn't be able to go and do the zrika, because of ein basar ein dam, and the korban would be a korban pasul. So you need the din of ritzu tzitz over here to go and say that the tzitz is meratza, and it's keilu you have the basar and the chelev, and therefore the korban is the korban kosher. Says Reb Shach, even if the Karen Ora is right, that's not negar the din of ritzu tzitz on when nitma adam, because the Rambam paskens the dam's not mekabel tumah, but it's still nafkamina legab the korban of a goy, when the dam is tahir. And the Bosor and the Chelev were Mekabel Tumah, but they are Mekabel Tumah, Tumas Oichlin, they were Mekabel Tumah. And now, by the Korban of Yisrael, B'chiyai Gavna, you can go into the Zrika of the Korban. Because even though the Bosor and Chelev are Tomei, and ain't Bosor ain't Dam, but the Tzitzit's Meratzah, but the Rambam should have pointed out about the Korban of a Goy, in such a case, when the Bosor and the Chelev were Mekabel Tumah, that you can't go into the Zrika, because ain't Bosor ain't Dam. So why was the Rambam Mashmit, the halacha, there's no din of ritzu tzitz by the korban of a goy? So he himself wants to be mechiach in this Rambam, that the Rambam holds that we only say the din of ritzu tzitz where there's an afkamina. We only need to bring out the halacha that the tzitz is meratzah, where by such a korban, if the tzitz wouldn't be meratzah, it would be posel, and he'd have to go along and bring a new korban. That's only negeh by Yisrael, who Yisrael is mitzuvon muitzos vasecho tishmor, and he's mitzuvon bal yachal devaroi, and therefore when Yisrael makes a neder or a dov or is maklish a korban, if a korban is posel, he's mechuyev to go and bring another korban. Whereas by a goy, since a goy is only mitzuvon sheva mitzvot bnei noyach, and he's not mitzuvon muitzos vasecho tishmor or on bal yachal devaroi, then there's no nafkamina, because even if the tzitz is not meratza and the korban's posel, my nafkamina anyway, the goy is not mechuyev to go and bring another one. And he wants to bring another one, he can bring another one either way. So since there's no nafkamina in the ritzu tzitz, that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down the halach of ritzu tzitz by the korban of a goy. And he brings a toys in Abu Dizar of Hamud base, where the Gemara there says that a goy, a ben noyach, is also to bring a behemoth, which is mechusa eva. So Toysis asks, what's this Issa? We don't find in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach an Issa for a Ben Noach to bring a Mechusa Eva. So Toysis explains, it's not an Issa, it's a Kumasei, that when a guy brings a behemoth which is a Mechusa Eva, then we'll tell him, it's taken on Issa, but we'll tell him a mitzvah of Kumasei, Kum Vahavei Korban Sholem. And that's why it's not listed amongst the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, because the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are only Isurim. Where here it's not an Issa, it's a Kum Vahasei. And we quing over there and Gilin Hashas is Matmi Antaisus and says, why should there be a Kumba Asay? What's Machayev the Goy to go and bring a Korban Kosher? Even though we won't be Makrib his Korban which is Mechusa Eva, because the Korban which is Mechusa Eva is a Korban Postel, but how can we go and say there's a mitzvah Kumba Asay to tell the Goy to go and bring a Korban Shalim? Since the only reason to do so is because the mitzvah Moitos Vasecho Tishmur or Bal Yachil, a Goy is Mitzvah in Yonim. And from this principle that Reb Shach also says that that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down the Ritzu Tzitz by a Goy, because the whole Nafkimina that the Tzitz is not Merata is only to go along and be Mechayev the Bailim with the new Korban, whereas by a Goy, well, anyway we can't be Mechayev in the new Korban, then there's no Nafkimina. That's why the Rambam didn't find it important to bring down the din of Ritzu Tzitz. And he brings the Avnei Miluim, Siman Aleph, Sifkot and Dalad, brings this Reb Kveger's Kasha on Tosfos from the Mishnah Melech, that asks, how could Tosfos go and say there's a Kumba Asay to be Mechayev the Goy to bring a new korban? What's mechayvim? And Rav Lum himself says that even though this taka no chiyuv as far as the neder is concerned, since he's not mitzvah and motzis for secha tishmor, but since the halach is the amirasoi legavoya kimsir lehediot, so when the guy made his neder, it's as if he really became a chiyuv as far as dinei mamoi knows. It's as if his money became a shuvad now for that korban. If so, that's what Tosfos means. Kum va'asei, not as far as the mitzvah, but mitzad the chiyuv mamon that you're a chiyuv now to give your money to be mekayim your neder. Says Reb Shach, the way he's understanding the Rambam is mevor in the Rambam, not like that. Because he just said now in the Rambam, the reason why the Rambam doesn't bring down the Ritzu Tzitz by a goy is because there's no nafkamina. According to Avnei Miluim, there would still be nafkamina. That when the Korban is a Korban Posel, then now you're still mechuyev because of the din of Amirasi legavoya, kimsir ledya, to make sure that your money is still meshubad to be mekayim your neder, and you'd be mechuyev to go and bring the momoin of the goy, the mechuyev would meshubad to bring another Korban kosher. So the Reb Shach, the way he's understanding the Rambam is mavur, not like the Avnei Miluim, that there's no din mamoin, and the reason being because the whole din amirasi legavoya kimasir lehediot, which makes a shibud mamoin, is only mikoyach the din of moitzos vasecha tishmor. And since the guy is not matzuva moitzos vasecha tishmor, then there won't be any din amirasi legavoya, and that's why the mamoin doesn't become a shibud, and that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of ritzitzit, because there is no nafkamina by a guy, because even if the korban is a korban posel, he's not mechuyev to go and bring another korban. The Rizgarov says another mahalach to Miyashiv why the Rambam was mashmit the din that there's no din ritzu tzitz on the korban of a goy. And he says that yesh lachkor in this din that we learn from the Rotzin Lohem that the tzitz is not meratz on the korban of a goy, we can understand this in two ways. The Pashtus is to go and say that it's a gzeres hakosov that the tzitz is only meratz on the korban of Yisrael and not on the korban of a goy. He suggests a new havana in this din, that the pasuk is telling us that the tzitz is only meratza on a korban which has a hartzah, which comes to be meratza and to be mechaper for the bailim. And the pasuk is telling us, l'rotza in lohem, that where a korban comes to be meratza and mechaper the bailim is only lohem. It's only a korban in Yisrael has this maila that the korban is meratza and mechaper on the bailim. Whereas a goy's korban, even though he has a din that no yidrim nadarim nadavos, and he can be makir of a korban, but the korban won't create any ritzui and kapara for the bailim. And therefore, that's why there's no dinner tzitzit, because the dinner tzitzit is only on a korban, which is a bar harzah. Only on such a korban, where the dam of the korban has come to be meratzah for the bailim, that's when the tzitzit is meratzah, because this korban really needs to have harzah. And it's Thomas, the tzitzit is meratzah to create the harzah, nevertheless, by the korban of a goy, where there anyway the tzitzit is not meratzah for the bailim, therefore there, when it's Thomas, there's no dinner tzitzit. And with this, he explains the Gemara in Zvachan Daf Dalet, where there the Gemara says that there's no psul of shinui bailim by a korban tzibur. Because normally by a korban yachid, so when the kohen shechts the korban l'shem someone else, that's shinui bailim. But by a korban tzibur, everyone's part of the bailim, and therefore there's no din shinui bailim. And the Gemara says that even if you had the machshava l'shem a goy, and the goy is not part of the tzibur, still this won't pass, because by shinui bailim, the din is you have to have a machshava for somebody else who's mechuyev kapara kamoisoi, somebody else who's shayach to this korban. And since a goy is not shayach to the korban, therefore that's why there's no psul of shinui bailim. Asks the Brisker Rav, why? Since when you're being makir of a carbon talmud, which is a carbon oila, a guy is also shaykh in carbon oila, because he can also be noidrim, nadarim, and nadavis ki Israel. And since he's also shaykh in carbon oila, why would there not be a psul of shinui bailim? Explains the Brisker Rav, because the Sifra says that we learn from the pasuk v'ani nosati lochem es hamizbeach lechaper, since the pasuk says that mizbeach is lochem, only lochem v'loy lacherim. So what's the price that comes to be my mate? The rabbi would understand, this comes to go and say that the carbon of a guy can only bring a oila, but not a chatos for asham. Says the Biskrov, is very schwer, because in this pasuk there's no mention of chatos for asham. So why should the pasuk be mamait lochem that there's no mizbeach for the chatos for asham? Who spoke about chatos for asham? The Rash says that it's come to mamait. There's no din ritzu tzitz on a goy, which is also schwer, because there's no mention of ritzu tzitz. The pasuk is saying vani nosati lochem is hamizbeach lechaper. Mizbeach is mechaper only for Yisrael, not for a goy. Now that's schwer, because we know that there is a din korban of a goy. Says the Brisker Rav, the pshat is that the braisa is coming to go and say that even though a goy can bring a korban, but the kapara is only lochem. The din that a korban is mechaper and meratze for the bailim, that's only for Yisrael, not for goy. And that's what the Rash means. The Rash means that since there's only kapara for Yisrael, not for a goy, therefore, if there's no atzah, then it doesn't apply the din of ritu tzitz. Because ritu tzitz is only when the korban is coming to be meratze, and you have a psul in the korban, the tzitz will take care and be meratze, even despite the psul. Mashenki, by the korban of a goy, where lochem lechaper, so the goy's korban isn't a chaper b'chlal. There's no ritzui by the korban of a goy. If there's no ritzui, the tzitz is nothing to be meratze for. And if so, says the Brisker Rav like this. The kasha was why the Rambam is mashmi the din of ritzui tzitz by a goy. And like the Karen Eru says, that for dam, it's anyway not shver. Because anyway, the Rambam holds that dam kochim is not a kabal tumah. If so, says the Brisker Rav, this din, the way the Rambam's understanding, that we learn from the Pasuk, that the goy's korban has no ritzui, and that's why there's no ritzui tzitz, that's only nogea when the dam was makabel tumah. But since the dam is normally meratze, then we say the dam which is creates the atzah in korban, since a goy's korban has no atzah, therefore there's no ritzui tzitz. But according to the Rambam, this is anyway not nogea, because the dam anyway is not makabel tumah. As far as when the bosor and the chelev are makabel tumah, since the tumas achelev and the tumas habosor have nothing to do with the ritzui and korban, therefore there's anyway no miut for a goy, because the way the Biskrov explains to us that the whole miut to a goy is only to go and say that the hatzah of the korban of a goy, there's no hatzah. And therefore anything which is connected to the hatzah of the korban doesn't apply by goy, that's only the tumas adam, which since the dam creates the ritzu in korban, therefore there's no din ritzu tzitz. By saying the tumas bos and the tumas emrim, which anyway is not connected to the hatzah in korban, as far as that, there's no miut, and therefore enachanama, when the bosor and the chelev of the korban of a goy is makabel tumah, then there will be a din ritzu tzitz, since that tumah is not connected to the ritzu in korban, therefore there the tzitz would be meratze even of the korban of a goy. And the miut is only relevant to gab the tumah satam, which is the meratze in korban, that's when it's negea, but that's only according to the mandoma that holds dam is makabel tumah. Since the Rama passes like the shita that dam is not makabel tumah, that's why the Rama doesn't bring down the din that tzitz is not meratze for a goy. The Gemara continues in Amud Beis, and the Gemara brings the Braisa concerning the din of Achilas Kochim Metumas Aguf. The din is somebody who eats Kochim Metumas Aguf, is Chayav Kores. And the Gemara says this din only applies if you eat the Bosar after Zrikas Domim. But if you eat Bsar Kochim before Zrikas Domim Metumas Aguf, Ein Chayovan Alein Mishum Tumah. And this the Brice learns from the Pasuk which says, Kol Toir Yuchal Bosev, Anefesh Asher Toichal Bosev, Mizevach Hashlom Masher Lashem, V'tumasu Yalav V'nichos. So from the Smichos of the two Pesukim we learn, only Nital Tahirim, only such Bosa, which already has Zrika, which is matter of the Bosa, Ba'achir to Tahirim, then you're chayiv if you eat that Bosa, B'tumas HaGuf, but She'enu Nital Tahirim, when you're eating the Bosa before Zrika, so the Bosa hasn't yet received its Heter for Achir to Tahirim, then even if you eat it B'tumas HaGuf, there's no Chiv Koris. The Gemara continues and says that all other kachim which already had the zrika materis, even if it's postal, still the halacha is considered nitl tahirim and yibichai of koreis. But there's one exception. The exception is if you eat basar pigul, then even though you're eating it after zrika, still we learn from a pasuk which says mizevach hashlamim. That's mamai that says that basar pigul when you eat it betumas haguf, there is no chiyuv koreis. Now the Gemara later on down the Amud, the Gemara brings that if you ate Bosor shiyotza before Zrika, and you eat that Bosor now, which is Bachutz, if you eat it Betumas HaGuf, then it's totally on the Machloikas Tanoim, whether Zrika Moyeles Liyotze or not. According to the Tana that holds the Zrika Moyeles Liyotze, which means that even when you do Zrika, the Bosor, which is Bachutz, the Zrika still helps to be Mafkia, there's no longer Me'ila on that Bosor. So we see the Zrika is Chalan Korban. If so, that's considered little tahirim, and therefore the din is if you eat that basa, which is bachutz, betumas haguf, there will be a chiyuv kareis. Ma'ashenkin, if we hold like the man Dama that says the ain zrika mayales liyotzei, that the basa which is bachutz, even after you do the zrika, you're still chay b'meila. So we see that the zrika wasn't chalun korban. If the zrika wasn't chalun korban, it's considered ainu nitl tahirim, and therefore if you eat the betumas haguf, there will not be a chiyuv kareis. So the shaila is, the Achronim asked the Oyla Shleima and Abshach in Perik Yutches Psula Mekdosh and Halacha Yutes. They ask, if so, that what we said beforehand that pigul, when you eat basar pigul betumas haguf, the Gemara says there's no chiyuv koreis. Lachayra, that's only if we say that ain the zrikas pigul mayeles. That's only if we take on that the zrika of the pigul isn't matter the basa ba'achila. Because if the zrika of pigul would be matter the basa from meila, then lachor the din should be, it should be like yotze, just like by yotze we say that if the zrika is motzi midei meila, then the halacha is you are chayav kares. So the same ought to be by pigul. Elamai is mavur from the Gemara. This price is understanding that the zrika of pigul isn't matter the posta from meila, and that's why the halacha is you're not chayav kares. And if so, they ask Akasha, the Gemara meila of gimel and the Gemara menachos of mem zayin brings the shit of Rav Gidl that says that the zrika of pigul isn't motzi midei meila. And those two Gemaras, the Gemara seems to ask kashas on it, and the maskon is it's a tiyuvta. Lachor from this braisa is muchach that we hold like Rav Gidl, and the only way to understand why there shouldn't be a chiyuv kareis when somebody eats pigul betumas haguf is only if we accept that the zrika of pigul isn't moitzi midei meila, and since it's not moitzi midei meila, that's why there's no chiyuv kareis. And the Oyla Shleima goes so far to say that this is the Makor of the Rambam, Per Gimel Mehilchos Me'ila, which paskens like Rav Gidl. And the Mefarshim asked, the Rav Gidl's Lachayra, the Gemara's Maskon is it's a Tiyuvta, says the Oyla Shleima, but from this Braisa is Mavua that we pasken like Rav Gidl. And that's why there's no Chiyuv Koreis when you eat pigul b'tumas haguf, because the Zrik of the pigul wasn't Moitzi the Korban Dei Me'ila. The Shaila is, if we go like this, that the reason why by pigul, when you eat betumas haguf, there's no koreis, is because the zrik of pigul isn't moitz midei meila. Why then does the Gemara need to have a special meat of mizevach hashlamim? Just like the Gemara says later on, that according to the shittas that hold, the ein zrika mayeles liyotze, that the zrika wasn't moitzi, the basar sheyotza midei meila. Then the Gemara says that so too there's no chiv koreis, and that's because it's ein nitl tahirim, and there the Gemara doesn't seem to require pasuk, because the chayra, once you're saying that the zrika wasn't matir midem ila, so it's considered that basar doesn't have lacking zrika, and it's ein nitl tahirim. So if so pigul as well, if we go like of gidl, that the zrika of pigul isn't moitzi midem ila, then the chayra it's pashut, that there shouldn't be a chiv koreis when you eat a betumas haguf. And why does the Gemara need a pasuk mizevach hashlamim? So from here would be mashma, that even though Zrika's pigul is moitzi midei me'ila, and as far as me'ila is concerned, once you do the Zrika of the pigul, it is matir midei me'ila, and that's why be'etzem it should be considered nitl tahirim. And nevertheless, we learn from this pasuk which says, mizevach hashlamim, that in spite that the Zrika is matir from me'ila, Afal piken, the halacha is, we'll say that it's nismait from the chiyuv koris ba'achila b'tumas haguf. And in which case, it's going to come out that even though by Yotze we say that according to the Ma'adama holds, the Ezrika is moiled to be matum me'ila from Yotze, then the Gemara says that is considered nitl tahirim, but pigal is still more chamor. And even though it's matum from Ila, still the halacha is there won't be any chiyuv koris ba'achila b'tumas haguf. And the chiluk is, like the achrin ma'mazbir, because Bishlem and the Zrika of Yotze, the Zrika itself is the Zrika Kshera. Just the buzz which happens to be Bachutz, the halacha is that's possible. But since the Zrika is the Zrika Kshera, that's why it's considered a Richtig and Nitala Tahirim. And that's why when you're eating now the buzz which Yotze, even that buzz is possible, but still the din is, it's considered to have the Kosher Zrika, and therefore it's Nitala Tahirim when you eat that buzz, but Thomas Aguf, you'll be Chayav Kores. Mashenk and the Zrika Pig, where the Zrika itself is the Zrika Psula, because since the Zrika is the Zrika of an avoid of psula with the machsheves pigel, or even if it comes after the machsheves pigel, but it's now the gemar of that krov of the korban pigel, that krov is that krov of psula. And since that zrika is a zrika psula, that's where we're mamayit, mizavah hashlamim, which is mamayit, and tells us that the zrika, zrika's pigel, is not chayev, it's not considered the zrika to be mechayev, that when you eat the psar pigel, the tumas aguf, you won't be chayev koris. And it's more chomor than yotze. Just the shayla is, if the Rambam, who the Rambam seems to say that the halacha is that even Zrika's pigul lack of giddel is not moitzim de meila, if so the kash comes back, then lechayra, why is it that by yoytze we say leman doma in Zrika ma'eles leyoytze, it's poshut to the Gemara that's considered ein nitl tahirim, and we don't even need a special posuk to memait and to say there's no chiv kores, we need to betumas laguf, and it's just like bosar koydim Zrika. So why is it that by psar pigul, even if the Rambam paskins that the Zrika is not moitzim de meila, he paskins lack of giddel, and nevertheless it's mashma in the bright that we require a special mute. We need the pasuk mizavah hashlamim. Why would you need a special mute? So in the Shurim of Rebel brings from the Brisker of a svara to be mechalik between the mandam who holds ein zrika me'eles liyotze, where there it seems to be poshut that we consider the bosa to be without zrika, and the din is that you won't be chayav kores. Mashengim absar pigul, even if we hold like the Rambam, like Rav Gidl, the Ein Zrika is not moil by Pigol to Yimotim Dei Me'ila, still we need a special posuk of Mizavach HaShlomim to tell us that you're not Chayav. Without the special posuk, we would have said Hagam, that the Zrika isn't Yimotim Dei Me'ila, but still we would have said it's considered little Tahirim. And he says the Chiluk is like this, that by Bosa Shiyotza, since the Bosa is Michutz to Mechitas HaZara, so we say that the Zrika which is being done in Korban is Bechlal not Mesiachas, doesn't shtel zich zu to the boss which is outside. And therefore that boss which is outside is completely mechus zrika. It's as if it never had a zrika. And just like the din is, like Gemara says before, that boss which never has a zrika, the din is, it's ein nitla tohirim. So to this boss which is bachutz right now, it never had a zrika. Because the zrika which you did in Korban was only a zrika and the boss which is toich hazara. But any boss which is outside the hazara, it's completely disconnected and the zrika isn't chal b'chalal in that boss. And that's why we consider it einu nitl tahirim, and it's poshut, it doesn't even need a posuk to go and say that you're not chayav koris. It's just like regular boss which had no zrika. Mashing in zrika's pigul, there, since we know the din is by pigul, that the din pigul is only chal achi korbu kol matirov, and the Gemara says ka tzuas kosher kacha tzuas posul. So it was nischadush in the korban, which is pigul, that even though it's posel, but still there is a Torah zrika for haraya, that in pigul is only chal when you have a zrika. So even though it's a zrika psula, but it's still considered a zrika in korban. And that's why, even if we say that the zrika isn't considered a zrika to be matir from me'ila, because to be matir from me'ila, it's only when it's going to be chal a heter achila, and here there's no heter achila, but it's still considered there was a Torah zrika in korban. And that's why, even though legaba yoytze, if we hold ein zrika melas liyoytze, it's posh, it's considered ein nitla tahirim. That's because that boss which is bechutz never had a zrika, and that's why it's posh. The halach is you're not chayav koreis. Mashenkin mapigul. Even when we say that a zrika isn't moil to be matter from eila, but still the korban had a zrika, and since the korban had a zrika, that's why had it not been for another posh mizevach hashlamim, we would have considered that nitla tahirim. And that's why even according to the Rambam, it's good, even though he passes like Rav Gidl that says that the zrika's pigul isn't matter from Ila, but we still need a special pasuk of Mizavach HaShlomim to tell us that as far as the din of Achilas Kotchim Metumas Aguf, we need a new pasuk to tell us that this, in spite that it has a Zrika for Raya, it's a Zrika which is Mati, which creates Karatua's pasuk, which shafts a Chalois Pigal and Korban, but still this new pasuk teaches us it's still not enough to consider Nitl Tahirim, and that's why when you eat it, there's no Chi of Kores.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.